many lives lost.
Love Hope Radio.
Humanitarian unsafe conditions.
Bay here with you. It's Discordly Conduct. I'm your host for the next 2 hours here. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Wasn't planning on having the show tonight. I went and saw the Sharks play tonight. And I thought I wasn't going to get back in time to do my show. But I made it. So I said, the hell with it. I was going to do a show at 11, and then I got back before 10:30. So here I am. Big ups to everybody in the chat early on. We have here with us A-Mode 828, and that's that piece, Basic Bitch, Bionica, Caramel Queen, Donnie C, Iconoclast TX, Emotus Operandi. It's a new one. I like that. Tanamuli, Moxie, One Angry Jew, Pirate Swoop, Shellwig, and Something in the Air One. Pirate Swoop, great show last night. Had fun on that. Check out Pirate Swoop's archives. I was on there on that show last night. That was fun. And, okay, so, you know, there's this big Skype crisis yesterday. And I think something happened. I think when Skype reset, I think whatever, I'd love to have somebody that knows what they're talking about come in and explain it maybe. But I have a feeling that whatever it is, whatever code or whatever it is that BTR uses to communicate with Skype to do their click to talk, whatever that is, it's been reset or it's out of whack, okay? And that needs to be corrected. And right now it's not corrected. So I love how Shellwig says it's pronounced operandi, Vince. Is it pronounced the way it's spelled? Or maybe you should type in there phonetically. Anywho, big ups to everybody in the chat. Really appreciate this. I really, really, really enjoy the love. And I'm going to get my Skype up and running here. I can still call in on Skype. I just can't do click to talk. So I'm going to get that set up. Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Had a great night tonight at the Sharks game. They beat the Coyotes 4-1. And it was a good time. And I'm going to go to the live phone lines here. We have a caller on the line, 760. You're on the air. Or not. Your hand's up, 760.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Oh, Brittany, nice. What's going on?
All right. Thanks for that, Brittany. And now, moving along, 111, you're on the air.
Is that me?
That's you. Who's that?
Wow, how did I become 111? I tell you, I do the star 67. I'm on my mobile phone because the friggin' Skype talk doesn't work.
Oh.
But I was able to call my switchboard tonight. I was able to call in my switchboard with Skype.
Yeah, I don't know. Lay Slug is asking me if I cheated on her with what broad again. See, Lady Slugga she jumps to conclusions way too quick. Like, yes, when I'm not on my show and I'm trolling around BTR, yes, I'm kind of a butterfly. I kind of skip from room to room because I like a lot of shows on this stupid website, and so you know a lot of them sometimes are at the same time, so I kind of bounce around. So sue me. I could tell you right now, Lady Slugga, I don't know who you think I'm cheating on you with, but I just walked in the door around 30 minutes ago. I was at the Sharks game tonight. They won 4-1 over the Phoenix Coyotes. It was awesome. I had a great night out with my dad and my brother. It was fantastic. I just got in the door. I wasn't going to do a show, but I got home early, so here I am. And whoever you think I'm cheating on you with, Lady Slugga, you just need to get over it because it doesn't exist. Anyway, I would love to hear Caramel Queen's voice. I noticed there's an extra E in her name now. I think something went down with her maybe on BTR. I think she might have got booted or something. But she took down her Twitter, everything. She's, I don't know what's going on with her. There's this weird shit going on. So, in general. All right, I have something to read here. This is not anonymous. It says, this is from Something in the Air 1. And it says, love me, it's way you love me, touch me, it's the way you touch me. Fuck me, it's the way you fuck me, the way you love me, baby, you got me going crazy. I got that kind of pussy that will keep you out the streets. All right. See, Angry Jew, not anonymous. How do you like that?
Yeah, but I bet you that pussy is crusty. I just get it.
I'm Vincent the Bay. The Jew is here with me right now, and we are. The lines are open. Your calls take priority. If you would like to join us here on the panel, it's very easy, unless you plus click the talk. And you have
Isn't
Skype.
It amazing that I somehow outviled the trolls? How amazing is that?
All right, man. I just caught the tail end of whatever the fuck show you were on. Whose show were you just on? CWYA? Who was that?
I was just on Lee's show.
Lee, that's Lee, huh? The CDBR guy?
CFGA.
Yeah, that is.
Stands for Lee. Christians for a Godly America.
Go ahead.
Right. You probably missed Patriot Greg, who was explaining to everybody about how dangerous I am and that I am, what did he say? I think he said that I am managed or handled by somebody, like somebody in the government.
These people, they have no lives and they have no sense of humor. I've listened to these people.
Well, aren't we one of these people?
Yeah, but we have no lives, but we at least have senses of humor.
Okay, good.
That's what I'm trying to say. Well, okay?
I was accused of not even having a sense of humor. I was accused of being dry.
Now, look, yeah, you are. That's your humor, though. You're that's why I like you, when I agree to, because you're straight-faced. It's dry humor. That's what I love. I love dry, ironic, subtle humor. I'm a big fan of a lot of British comedy, like the original Office series.
Yes.
That was great. I just like dry, subtle humor. That's how, like Stephen Wright. I'm a huge Stephen Wright fan.
Then you probably like Extras. Remember Extras from
Extras. Not as good as The Office, but still, if you like
that
team, those guys are onto something. They have a good formula.
Rick
and Gervais and absolutely, it was great. It was great. All right, I got another call here. Yeah. Let's go to the lines. 760, you're on the air. Is that Brittany again?
I don't know.
Artie taught me, just call me Vince Fork.
Can you imagine that I have outgrossed these people? They spend all their time talking about stinky pussies. And
oh,
I say
God.
One thing, and I'm vile. How does that make any sense?
Yeah. You know what these people are? They're anti-Semitic. That's all it comes down to.
I think that's what it is.
They can't get over it. They just can't get over it. And they think you're flaunting your superiority, which you are in some cases. But they don't like it, and they feel threatened by it. And they can't play along. They don't know how to play along. So their reaction is to just reject you.
Well, they're little baby trolls.
They're not. No, you're the troll in their eyes. In this scenario, you are the troll. You know, it's their show. I mean, a troll isn't a troll if it has its own show. Like, just because, you know, once you have your own show, you cease being a troll. Even if once your show ends, you start trolling, you know. Unless you do what I used to do, where I used to, like, conference in, like, two or three other shows and troll audio-wise, too, which was kind of fun back in the day. This guy Chesta, he used to have Chesta's Funhouse, and he would take his party line around to all the other shows and crash their shows.
I remember that.
No.
Funhouse sounds familiar for some reason.
You can, if you go on Blog Talk and search for Chesta's Funhouse, and find episodes from, like, I would say maybe this last summer, like 2009, maybe like June, July, August of 2009, Chesta's Funhouse were probably some good stuff. I got another caller here. We have another host who just had a bad experience on BTR and is here to join us and share us her story. This is Lady Sluggo. What's going on, lady?
I don't know what the fuck is going on with Blog Talk Radio, but it's really starting to make me mad. Like, I don't know. It totally logged me out, wouldn't let me log back in to my show. Now I'm logged back in, and, like, for the past couple of nights, my shit has been popping. Like, I've had a lot of people in the chat room, a lot of people calling, a lot of people listening, and right now it's telling me I had 3 live callers, 0 live listeners, and 0 archive listeners.
Well, I think you naturally have to – I think – I don't know how soon it shows up on there. I think you might have to wait a couple hours before you get accurate numbers.
It usually was showing pretty good, like, as far
really?
As the –
Like, it usually shows the numbers.
Right away?
Yeah.
Yeah, except
yeah, usually
the recording.
Right away.
Can you check during the show?
I think so.
With
I think you can.
I don't know. I never tried during my show.
See,
but right
so
after
many,
my
there's,
show is –
There's so many other things that they could add to the switchboard. First of all, I think the switchboard, which – when it does work, is not that – it's kind of clunky. Like, certainly the way they organize the files on there is just ridiculous.
No, there's – you know what? This is not well thought out. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's
not very well thought out. It's not very well
thought out. In theory, BTR is really awesome, but in practice, it's – All right, I got another caller here, 760. Go ahead, you're on here. Anyways, so you did a 2-hour show tonight?
No, it cut me off before my show was over.
Yeah, you know what? The trick is you got to do it earlier
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter because, look, I just started. Usually I start my show at 10 p.m. Pacific, and I can get through 2 hours solid, and more times than not, I'm good. If I started any later, like tonight, I started a half hour later, I wouldn't be surprised if things went kooky during the last half hour.
I had 2.5 hours tonight. It was flawless. I had no issues at all.
What would they do if everybody on Blog Talk Radio just went on strike and didn't do nothing? But that's impossible because too many people live for Blog Talk Radio.
No, I told you.
Well,
I think that's the thing. They can't.
If we walk away from Blog Talk, technically we don't, unless we all pledge to delete our profiles. That would be because part of what's making them marketable is the fact that they have subscribers. And they can they can tell an investor, we have, you know, X amount of subscribers. When in a month and a half
is better.
When in two months in reality, maybe let's say just for the sake of argument, 25% of BTR people don't re up and get the premium and just don't do their half hour show and just quit. You would never know because they didn't delete their page unless they delete their page. So if everybody that says, you know what, this is bullshit and wants to go on strike, so to speak, says, pledges to say, hey, we're just going to delete our profile, then they can't go to their investor and say, look, we got whatever, 10,000 subscribers, when all of a sudden we'd bump them down to maybe 8,000 subscribers or something like that. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that's the only hand we can really play is if we just all sort of collectively say, all right, you know what? We think this is bullshit, and the way we're going to exercise and make it clear to you is we're all pledging to delete our accounts, delete all our apps, just delete everything, just remove ourselves from it and leave. And I think that's the only thing that people in our position have in the arsenal. That's it. I mean, what else can we do? Negotiate with them, say, hey, I'll pay $5.99. What do you think? That's another thing is I'd like to get your take on this Wonder Angry Jew. I've been thinking recently about pricing. You know how they try to have like a progressive tax here in the United States where they have it's not like a flat tax. It's convoluted.
It's unconstitutional.
Exactly. So what do you think of this, though? Why in the marketplace, why do you and I both pay the same amount for an Apple? Why don't I pay, let's say an Apple's 50 cents, and One Angry Jew is a millionaire, and I make $15 an hour, all right? An Apple's 50 cents to both of us. A flat tax approach would be the Apple's 5 cents for me. It's $1.25 for One Angry Jew. How come
One Angry Jew's going to have to start saving so he can eat, huh?
No, but the Apple represents for you, whatever, 0.0001% of your total value, your total worth.
Yeah.
As it does with me, where on my end, I'm paying 5 cents for it. You're paying $1.25. Why not have that sort of marketplace going on? That seems more. If you want to talk about what's fair, that seems fair.
Were you going to relate this to Blog Talk Radio somehow?
No. That was a totally separate thing. I got to go to the lines. 214, you're on the air.
Hey, One Angry Jew, it's Iconoclast.
Iconoclast.
Yeah.
You were trolled by Debbie Daly, and then you bought and bid it. Why'd you do that?
I did what?
What?
I bought what?
Don't you realize,
Let me say what happened.
Well, hold on.
Let me say what happened first. Last night on my show, when you called in, first of all, I don't have a problem with you. I've never had a problem with you. Personally, what you say, I don't have an issue with you. I know a lot of people do. I don't. And I actually enjoy talking to you because you actually are intelligent and you're fun to talk to, and so I have no issue with you. So first of all, I didn't, knock you off. What happened was, the switchboard dropped you. And as it does all the time if I'm on that time of day. And then Debbie Daly was on there telling me in private, saying, he's trying to hack you or something like that. And so I panicked and I kicked you out. So that's all that happened. That's it.
Don't
listen to that stuff from Debbie, all right? Debbie's sweet. I love Debbie to death. But she's done she said some pretty nasty things in little private messages.
I don't think Debbie's that sweet.
She sends me kind of nasty stuff, not all the time super nasty, but she has a couple of times sent me private messages that were kind of nasty, saying you should cut this person off, you shouldn't let this person talk so much, trying to tell me who I should and shouldn't have on my show. And I was just look, sister, you do your thing, I'll do mine, you know, whatever.
Right, and I understand that now.
And I know she's got some experience in this industry, and she's probably, from her angle, she probably thinks she's critiquing me and giving me some input, and I totally respect that and take that into consideration. But at the same time, I felt she was being a little demeaning towards the people I chose to put on my show, which I thought was kind of like a jab at me.
Who
is like,
this talking? Vince or one angry Jew?
That's Vince.
Do we really sound that much alike?
No, you don't sound the same. Not to me.
No, because I didn't realize.
Are you
racist, that it was
Slug?
Vince.
Are you saying that all white people sound the same?
I didn't realize that it was actually Vince talking about Debbie, because I don't really know Debbie either, and I'm not trying to be funny, but everything she said on Iconoclast show yesterday in that other room that he was in is she's full of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be ignorant towards her, but I think she's full of shit. The story that she said yesterday was crap.
Well, apparently it must be, because I keep hearing things from all different sides, and I don't know who to believe about what, because I'm just little old me over here. I'm not
trying
to hurt anybody,
way,
you know?
There's no way that somebody called 911 and made a fake call and had 911 surround her house. I'm not trying to say this to put my business out there, but when my boyfriend got arrested, they surrounded my house. They come with shotguns. They're ready to blow your face off. They don't give a fuck. So there's no way this lady had all those police officers surrounding her house, searching through her house because somebody threatened to kill themselves, and then it's all done and over with. They let it go. Oh, Blog Talk Radio made a mistake. That's bullshit. That whole story yesterday was crap.
Let me tell you a story she told me when I talked to her for 2 hours on a Skype call one day. She was telling me how she went and took a baby from a mother who was a drug addict who was passed out. She took the baby. She said she left a note in the woman's house. Took the baby home, called Child Protective Services, and Child Protective Services ended up leaving the baby with her because it was a weekend. And I said to her, wait a second. Are you telling me the Child Protective Services come in, you take a baby from somebody, and they say, oh, you know what, we're busy, we're all going home, and by the way, why don't you keep the baby until Monday, and we'll come back and we'll see how the baby's doing. And she got all pissed off and something about it. She said, well, it wasn't exactly like that. I said, well, exactly how was it? I said, nobody's going to just leave a baby with you unless they vet you somehow.
Right.
Oh, she says, well, I filled out all the paperwork and all that. But the story doesn't make – Debbie Daly,
on the
I spot. Think – And you know what I think – I'll tell you what I think Debbie Daly is. And I had a neighbor in Thailand like this. I think it's called a pathological liar. They're not evil. But pathological liars work something like this. But you open up your wallet and you say, boy, I got $10, you know, let's go get lunch. Pathological liar will have $5, but will open the wallet and say, oh, I got $50.
Right.
A pathological liar will say, you know, my dick is 1 inch bigger than yours. Well, you could tell that guy that you got a 25-inch dick, and he's going to tell you that his dick is 26 inches, no matter what. No matter what, it's always one up.
Right.
And they're always making stuff up. So I'm beginning to believe that Debbie Daly is a pathological liar.
She's Penelope. She's Penelope on SNL. I don't know if anybody knows that skit.
Let me give you my standard disclaimer, please, because I am a troll and I am a liar, so I can't believe I'm saying any of this. But Debbie, I think Debbie Daly really is a pathological liar.
Wow.
Because she has – and also, she's always aligned – with all the low class remnants of ETR, the Skype assholes. The first time she called me on a conference call, and she had one of the Skype assholes. I think it was Strope, or one of those. You know, one of her buddies. She's all buddy buddy with him. Wasn't she saying, you know, oh, I'm chatting with my friend Strope. You know, one of the Bill Wagner crew, and he's a hacker, and he knows how to do all this stuff.
Right.
And you know what it is, and that's another little thing about a pathological liar. It's always they know somebody, you know, and, oh, I know somebody, I'm famous, I can do this, I can do that. Me, I'm a total bullshitter. I'm on Blog Talk Radio bullshitting my way, trolling around, having fun, and just laughing at everybody who takes the bait, because it's everybody.
Right.
Everybody takes the bait in one way or another, right? And it's just – if anybody wants to go figure me out, go look up Phil Hendry and look at what Phil Hendry does, and you'll understand what I'm doing. I just don't have Phil Hendry's talent for the voices.
All right. We got to go to the phones here. We got some people that have been waiting for a little while. From the 815, you're live on the air now. Disorderly Conduct.
Hey,
identify yourself.
Hey, it's Mike
this?
Rowe from Chicago.
Mike, what's going on, brother?
What's up? I want to say you guys have a lot of drama on your show.
Apparently tonight, yeah.
I say fuck drama and fuck the troops.
Okay.
Fuck who?
Who is this?
Mike
Hold
Rowe.
On. Is this a don't ask, is this
Chicago,
a don't ask, don't tell deal?
What?
No, I don't. I think
troops,
he's just,
really.
I think he wants to. I think he wants to literally have sex with the troops.
I think so.
So you're in luck, pal.
What
was his name? They're making that change for you, bro. Let's go. We have another call here. Another 815. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I want to say that last caller is crazy. I mean, I support the straight troops.
Right.
It sounds like the same person.
Not the fucking gay ones. Fuck those people.
Yeah,
they don't
fuck
deserve...
the gays. Fuck the gays. You want to
yeah.
fuck
oh my
the gays?
You,
we know you
want to
fuck the gays.
I hate to break this to you, bro.
Like
all right, one at a time here, people. Jesus. If you guys... All right. Dude, you can't say fuck the gays. That's what they want you to do. They want you to fuck them.
Well, not all of them.
Hell no.
Well, no. I think it wouldn't be hard to find one, though.
I got a gay friend, and he told me that if I ever had that idea, he would run like hell.
No, but I'm not talking about your gay friend when I heard you. I'm talking about
what?
There's a lot of... There's a lot
he's
of
a pilot.
There's
the
a lot of slutty
really good
dudes out there.
Too. Yeah.
There's a lot of what?
There's
a lot of slutty dudes out there.
It's a lot of slutty women, too. So what?
There's a lot of screwballs out there.
I'm just saying, these two guys that have their cocks really, really hard on here from the 815, hot and heavy.
Well, he said he wanted to fuck the gays, so there you go.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
No, they're all a bunch of trolls. They're all the trolls.
This is coming from a troll who tells you not
to listen.
Yeah, but I'm a good troll.
You know,
did you ever watch
no,
the women?
Tell me he's
finished. Did you ever watch The Wizard of Oz? Did you ever watch The Wizard of Oz?
Was there a troll in The Wizard of Oz?
No, but wasn't there a good witch?
Yeah, there was a good witch.
Don't you remember the good witch? She said, I'm the good witch.
So you're calling yourself Glinda, the good witch?
I'm the good witch.
You're saying you're Glinda, right?
Well, I'm the good troll.
Who's the bad troll? Who's the
those idiots that call up and scream racial epithets? It's so boring.
I agree. It is
it's
boring.
It's as boring as the anonymous stuff. I got an anonymous message for you. What's that? Oh, somebody's pussy is crusty. Okay,
right.
Thanks a lot. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Been there, done that. I'm bored.
Well, more
you've
than
had, you've had crusty. You've had crusty pussy.
Let me tell you something. That is something you'd never want to go near. That's one of those. You know what? That's as bad as a cat farting.
Okay.
I remember once I had a wonderful cat. He was a he was a Siamese cat. And one day I took him to the vet and they gave him something. I heard that cat fart. I'm telling you, I vacated the apartment. Because if you've ever encountered a cat fart, which you never hear, right? It's bad.
You'll throw right up.
Oh no, but if you hear a cat fart, and it was.
Good Lord.
Do you want to join us? The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I've got a fantastic panel tonight. One of you, Lady Slugga and Iconoclast TX,
And it was a 10-second rip, like ripping sheets.
Oh my God! He's actually I think he's actually laughing.
Oh man! I ran out of that. I ran out of that place so fast. I grabbed my girlfriend and I ran, and I left the other cat. He was dead when I came back. It was so bad. I'm just glad I got my girlfriend out. I picked the right pussy that night. Oh,
all
man.
Right,
how,
I got it.
Wait a second. You don't
gotta,
think I'm capable of laughing? Evidently, nobody does.
I think you're capable of anything, One Angry Jew. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to give you a reminder here. This is Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm your host for the next hour and 20 minutes. And the chat room is kind of blowing up a little bit, and I wanted to take a second and acknowledge that fact, especially the fact that the lovely and talented Desert Rose is now with us, as well as Donnie C, Extra Minions, Guest 11, Guest 16, Guest 25, Guest 6862, Guest 6884, Iconoclast TX, Emotus Operandi. Oh, Chocolate Diva for you to love. Hello, welcome to the program. Rambo says, I'm bored, so I'm loading 76254. I have no idea what that means, 76254. All right, anyways, getting back to the chat room here. Johnny Slim, Lady Slugga, Liberty Sun, Moxie, Ms. Ghosts, One Angry Jew, Rambo, Sacramento Joker, and Shellwig, or S. Hellwig, or Shellwig, however you want to say it. Chocolate Diva for you to love. Hey, baby. This is looking at you. Why don't you join me right now, honey? The lines are open. 347-826-7667. Let's take another call here. And 815, you're on the air.
Hey, Desert Rose, I know you can hear me. You are a fat bitch.
Okay, moving on. We have another 815. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hey, that Desert Rose bitch is fucking ugly.
All right. Desert Rose, if you want to call in and defend yourself, feel free to do so. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. Going to take a quick little break here, and we'll be right back with more of your calls. So long as you call us right now, the number 347-826-766. I'll be right back.
Ways twisted like knots on the fingers, jewels cleaving skin between breath. Your Cadillac breathes 400 horses over blue line. To make love to a model from Ohio whose real name you don't know. You spin like the Cadillac was overturning down a cliff on television. And the radio is on, and the radio man is speaking, and the radio man says women were a curse. So men built Paramount Studios, and men built Columbia Studios, and men built Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. Los Angeles, and you are going to Reseda. We are all in some way or another going to Reseda someday to die. And the Radio Man laughs because the Radio Man fucks the model too. Gone savage, we're teenagers with automatic weapons and boundless love. Gone savage for teenagers who are aesthetically pleasing, in other words, fly. Los Angeles beckons the teenagers to come to her on buses. Los Angeles loves love. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. About lovers who murder each other. I am going to Los Angeles to see my own name on a screen 5 feet long and luminous. As the radio man says, it is 5 a.m. and the sun has charred the other side of the world and come back to us and painted the smoke over our heads an imperial violet. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. You are listening. 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 You are listening.
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay, back with you here. People hanging tight in the chat room. I love it. The Flawless crew is not here, and the chat room's pretty deep, so I appreciate you appreciating me, appreciating you. And we can do that live here on the air, the number 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent DeMay, and I'm going to bring on now to the panel VMAC. What's going on, VMAC?
What's up, Vincent? This is a...
Nothing much, man. I saw the Sharks play tonight.
All right.
The Sharks game. And what?
Was it exciting?
Oh, yeah, they kicked the shit out of the Phoenix Coyotes, 4-1. I got a free pizza. Once they score 4 goals in a game, you get a free pizza. So I'm going to whatever it is, the round table tomorrow. Free pizza. What's going on with you, man? It sounds like there's a party back there. What's happening in the Milltown?
Oh, man, nothing much. Just the kid up late, that's all.
Oh, okay.
An 8-year-old party.
All right.
For real. She got more energy than I do. I can stay up late, but, you know, hey, I'm still trying to figure it out, man. I got a secret laboratory in the basement, and if I can cipher the energy from a kid and sell it to older people so they can have that bigger life the kids used to, man, billions of dollars.
Yeah, man, that's just waiting to happen. And I'll tell you what else. I'll tell you. Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I might be breaking up. I don't know. I'm checking out stuff on the internet. So whenever I do anything other than just talk on my show, I'm afraid that I'm breaking up. But it's time to say a little word from our sponsors. That's right. Boxed water is better, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to boxedwater.com, you'll find out about the part sustainable water company, part art project called, and part philanthropic project. I can't even say that. Philanthropic project. And completely curious, Boxed Water is Better is a Boxed Water company. That's right, Boxed Water. Not bottled water, Boxed Water. I have it. I've tried it. It's great. It's healthy. It's environmentally friendly. It's recyclable. And you can also get it in diet water, and you can get regular water and diet boxed water. If you go now to boxedwaterisbetter.com, and it's not too late to send it out to a friend or a loved one for the holiday season or for any time, really.
So you like water box? So you like boxed water, huh? You like water
boxes? Yeah. Boxed water. It's better.
Yeah. I like water boxes,
right,
too.
I don't, you know, I read the copy, dude. This is like, they're a sponsor. I don't do the sales. I don't know what's going on. All right. We're going to go keep going to calls here. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Peasant Rose is a fucking ugly bitch.
And moving on to the 972, you're on the air.
What's up, bitches?
It's Moxie.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Moxie. Foxy Moxie.
That's right.
So, I just wanted to talk really loudly to bother Jew again.
Oh, it's perfect. I got to bring in the rest of our panel on here. One Angry Jew, Lady Slugga.
What did she say?
I don't know. You, Moxie, you want to say that again? The Jew couldn't hear you. He was across the room.
I'm not wearing my head.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Damn. No, I wanted to talk, you know, at an increased volume.
Oh,
bother
why?
You again.
If he's the One Angry Jew, I want to be the irritated Indian.
The irritated Indian?
And
yeah,
irritated.
Dude, you gotta. When was the last time you called into Benjamin's show, bro?
Me?
Yeah.
You know he was on. He was on at 4:30 last night.
I know. I saw that after the fact. I was like, "What the fuck? Is this kid?
He's on there.
The
he's on
doing?
There.
Do his
he's
parents know what he's doing at night? What?
Oh, hey, I got a special request. I have a
question. Wait, shut up, Jew. What's your question? Huh?
Miss DG wants the One Angry Jew to show up to the sidebar next time she do it. She's heard about him. She wants to meet him. She wants him to bring the fire to the sidebar.
Who does?
First of all, Mrs. PG is going to bring back the sidebar. And second of all she has to do is call into my show and she can get the Jew any time. He's here almost every night.
I know. She told me that earlier today. She's like, I want to meet him.
Yeah.
Why? Everybody hates me.
Hey.
No, everybody.
One Angry
everybody
Jew does
really
his
loves.
Job so perfectly.
I don't hate him.
Hey, he don't know about the sidebar bunch of do events, see? The sidebar
no,
bunch
see, you came in, Jew, you came in right around the time that Mrs. PG sort of started slacking off on the sidebar. Now she just basically doesn't do it. But she's had some personal things going on. and some family stuff, and she's been preoccupied. But she's trying to come back. She's trying, like, she's done a couple shows already the last couple days, so she might be, the sidebar might be, the sidebar is essentially why I start at 10 p.m. Because, like, she's usually on 9, so I'll go on to her show, listen to her show for, like, an hour, and then come and start my show.
See, what's she talk about on the sidebar?
Oh, she talks about everything. But back in the day, dude, you think Vincent the Bay gets raunchy, dude? Her and Petey Green and their whole Milwaukee crew used to do this late night show called Bobblehead Productions, which I think you can still. I think if you search Bobblehead Productions, you can still find the archives. There's some naughty, naughty, naughty stuff going on Bobblehead late, the late night. It was called The Late Night, right? Yeah.
Right.
There was some naughty stuff going on. And I actually have a clip of it, and I don't think Mrs. Peachy likes me playing it, but it's pretty naughty. But I think it's in the archive. If it's still up in the archive, then I'm going to play it on my show, because it's like, I can easily just go to our archive and listen to it, right? So what's the difference with me just playing it on my show?
So what's good, Lady Slugger?
What?
What's good?
About to choke on a cracker?
you're with the white guy tonight?
All right.
Take me.
Thank you, very nice.
No, I was shoving my face with crackers.
Ooh, how many?
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to notice that Patriot Greg is sitting in your chat room, Vince. Patriot Greg is the one. Patriot Greg, I think he's Romanian, or I think he's from one of the Czech countries. Right. He's usually on with Lee on CFGA.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this guy, yeah.
Patriot Greg is, his thing is religious. But Patriot Greg accused me tonight of being some kind of government-controlled weapon. He believes that anybody who talks to me...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Patriot Greg believes that anybody who talks to me puts themselves in serious danger. Is there any other kind of danger? Wait a minute. Is there any other kind of danger? Serious danger.
Okay. All right, Patriot Greg, you should call in, man. I've heard your show. You mean well. I know you sound like an honest, good soul. You'd actually probably be really fun to have on the show. If you ever wanted to come on, you can.
He says he's never.
Well, hold on, Vince. Give me a second.
He could promote his show. He's still doing his show, the Biblical Restoration of Israel. I mean, I don't know what the hell. Oh no, he was listening to that. He's not. I don't know. All whatever. Right. He can come
maybe,
on and promote a show.
Maybe Patriot Greg never mentioned a government, but he did. I think he did say, and Greg is an honest soul. I believe that with all my heart. But I think he did mention that he was. That I'm controlled by some communist faction, or could be a communist faction.
He needs to lay off the communist thing.
Why does he think you're a communist?
No, he didn't think I was a communist. He thinks that he apparently recognizes my style of interaction, and he seriously believes that if you talk to me, I will make you say things that you would not normally say.
Well, that's brain control
that's
or something.
That's part true. That's,
asked him if I was hypnotic.
That's true. I think the statement that you said, well, say it again.
He says that if you get into a conversation with me, I will control you and I will make you say things. You will say things that will put yourself in harm's way.
I don't know about that.
I don't agree with that.
But you said
something else, though. You said something else like that, will make people say things they would normally say, and I think that's true. You challenge people.
You know what it is? Have you ever seen what was the Star Trek episode with Spock? Where Spock does maybe you know what it is?
I think I figured it out. Spock was in all of them, dude.
I am doing a mind meld. I mind meld with you. So as I'm talking to you, I'm doing a mind meld.
Of course.
I want you to know that I can only do the Vulcan V on my left hand, but not my right. Try this out. See if you can do that Vulcan thing on both hands.
You have a finger someone with the Vulcan V?
No, forget about the finger thing. I'm talking about, now look, this is, he's very, very serious about this. You know the Vulcan live long and prosper thing? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. It's a variation of peace. And love and happiness.
I can only do it on my left hand. Can you do it on both hands?
Yeah, I can do it on both hands. I'm doing it both now. And I can do like Pac-Man and make them like make out and like try to eat each other.
Wait a minute. You can do the Vulcan thing on both hands?
At the same time, yeah, just it.
You are the devil's son.
I can do it too. Yeah.
Me too.
I guess you are the only one.
I'm the only one that can't do it with both hands. Maybe I'm the devil's son.
Maybe it's a Jewish.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And check this out. I can do it on the hand where I snap the tendon on my little finger. I think that even proves it more than I am the devil. Wait a minute. Maybe Patriot Greg thinks that I am the devil.
Maybe.
All right, look what he says. Observe the deception and diversion of the topic. First of all, Greg,
there was no topic. So that disproves your whole thing right there. Okay, moving on. This is my. If you ever listen to my show, there's never a fucking topic, all right? It's a call-in show. People call
in. I'm trying to figure out why he listens to your show.
And like a terrible call-in host, I let my caller stay on. Stupid. I don't know why I'm doing
it. He listens to my show, too, and he doesn't agree with half the things I say. I don't know why, but he does. He's in there almost all the time. So.
Well, he doesn't like gay people. He says, no, I'm not
that.
The devil.
I've talked to him before.
Yeah. He's snooping on you. He's trying to figure out what's up on the gay agenda list this week.
Oh, okay.
All right, hold on a second. Prey is P-R-E-Y, Greg. And wait a minute, are you saying that I'm easy prey or they're easy prey?
You're not the devil.
God, I wish I had some fucking Ozzy Osbourne. I'd play it right now.
Go get some real quick.
Black Sabbath. I don't have anything metal on my... That's what I'm lacking on my stupid switchboard here. No metal.
You didn't say what...
How is it that you only have...
Send me Merry Christmases.
One at a time, please, and let's have the TV in the background. There we go. Good. All right, Lady Sluggo, what were you going to say?
No, I'm on a couple different websites, and I said I love how my ex-boyfriends, I mean, for like 5 years ago, their girlfriends send me messages on Facebook telling me Merry Christmas and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, this whole Christmas thing.
I hate
Christmas. What's wrong with Christmas?
You do
most
hate Christmas?
Depressing for most people.
I do. Because I don't... What is the meaning of Christmas?
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, it's peace, love, and happiness. Peace to all. Peace and good and whatever. Good tidings. And making out under mistletoe. and we should do that all year round. I would like to pass an ordinance that we have mistletoe up all the time, all year round. Like, you should be able to make out with people randomly... Under a mistletoe all the time. That should be in play. I think that should be in play. Huh?
I would like to pass an ordinance just where naked women, good-looking women, are always naked.
Yeah, that too. That's up on the docket for sure.
That would work in San Diego. It wouldn't work really well in the East Coast, but San Diego would work.
Won't they get used to sex?
East Coast. What I think is great is somebody was just talking about that. I think it might have been on my show. I don't, or maybe it was on Beautiful Butterfly's show about chicks in Philadelphia, that they're all fat and they walk around with their cellulite hanging out and shit like that.
Ew, really? That's nasty.
You know, than some chicks, and I'm not saying this to sound funny or anything, but I've seen. No, I'm not even gonna say it. Forget it.
There is nothing funny.
I don't
want to
offend anybody.
Girl. There's nothing funny about a fat girl. I'm sorry.
I said no. I'm
not
gonna. I don't want to offend anybody.
What is fat though? What do you think is fat on a girl? Because different people think different things. Like, you know, some guys like girls with a little meat on them, and some guys like girls who are like stick thin. You know. So what do you think's fat for a girl?
I'm fat.
You think you're fat? That's because you're a girl. So of course you think you're fat. Because almost every girl I know thinks they're fat, no matter how big they are.
But she's fat though. Have you seen her? She's fat.
No, I don't know. I've seen her face. That's all. So it doesn't matter if you're fat or not. I'm just. What's the
answer? I'm fat. Hey, I'm fat too. I call it like I see
but what
it. Right?
My question is like, what about women though? Like, what do you consider fat in a woman and not fat in a woman?
Fat women that wear booty shorts and flip flops and half shirts. Because
but I'm saying like a size, like a
cute.
Size 10. It's like size 10. Is that fat or a size 15 or a
no.
size 2 or what? You know.
I wear a 16.
Okay, so you think you're fat because you wear a 16?
Well, the reason why I feel the way that I do is because I'm sure everybody heard me say before I was anorexic for a lot of years.
Right.
So me putting on the weight that I did is like putting on a whole nother body.
I understand. Yeah.
So I
Can we get Patriot Greg to call in and talk to me and finish this conversation?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get him on here. Patriot Greg, call in, bro. Do I believe he's a liar? Technically, yes, he's a liar. Yes, I have proof that he has lied. But what does that mean, though? I mean, he's got proof that I've lied, so it doesn't matter. Okay,
I
bet you, Greg. I bet. Yeah, of course you do. And so.
What the?
Okay,
that
good.
That?
Yeah, you are. No, Slugga. Just to get the record straight here, I was kidding. I think Lady Slugga is voluptuous. I don't think she's fat. It's what was her? Jennifer Hudson before she got skinny.
Yeah,
she was voluptuous. She was great.
Beautiful. I thought she's beautiful. Both
yeah,
right.
Like,
and her
like,
vagina
like,
smells like, and her vagina is flowery.
And like Britney, when Britney came out on that one MTV music course, it was all sloppy and she had like love handles. I thought she looked hot. I was just
she
like,
did.
I was so
she
nailed
was fine.
That. Dude.
People were so mean
yeah,
to her.
They were mean because of her performance and because she well obviously
well, she
people.
Suck, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I
the performance was to say it was lackluster is being way generous.
There it goes. Oh, my God.
What?
The Christmas tree is not a present for you, little bastard.
Oh, my.
All right. All right.
My cats are climbing the Christmas tree.
That's what cats are.
How many times they knocked it over, I'm going to set it on fire.
No, let me tell you what you do to have fun with the cats. Get a little bit of tape out and tape one paw and then the opposing rear paw and then let them go.
The Christmas, it's all Candy's fault wanting to put up that damn Christmas tree. And then she leaves and I have to take it down.
Oh, my God. Listen to Iconoclast. I think people are beautiful, fat or skinny.
Just
you know, if you've got a guy that's 900 pounds, I'm sorry, 900 pounds, are you thinking that's beautiful?
Hey, I didn't say obese. I was talking generally fat. People who call themselves fat, you know, obese
is
like 1,000
pounds.
Oh,
okay, fat is not equal to obese. All right, thank
no,
you.
It's not.
Very good.
No.
So,
I think technically, well, yeah, I think you're right. I think
you
I agree.
You can be fat
kind
and
of
not
class.
Be obese.
Yeah, I think I am... Like, if people saw me, they probably wouldn't think I'm fat, but I'm definitely obese. So I think of myself as being fat.
Wow, and Patriot
no, obese,
thinks I'm confusing.
No, obese is something, I don't know how to explain that, because I don't want to ever come across ignorant to people, but when there's a difference, like Iconoclast said, between fat and obese. If someone is a big, huge monster, then that could be avoided.
Who is this Rambo Live Brand Radio? What is that about?
That's self-inflicted fatness.
Yeah, right.
Obese is when you need a forklift. You need
this
a forklift,
icon
you're
of
obese.
A pole smoker.
All right. Okay, Rambo, for one thing, Rambo is a BTR host. He has done a show. He does two shows. He usually does one-hour shows twice a day, and he's based in Colorado. He is on, if you go onto my Blog Talkers Facebook group.
I thought he was in Texas or something.
No. He is in Colorado. At least last time I checked, he was in Colorado. He has his own show. It's a political conservative show. He is, I would say, a staunch,
No.
That there's that falls under the what is it? The social conservative.
Oh, you mean a right wing nutbag conservative? Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can't see what he's saying in the chat room because I always mute.
Yeah, and he just recently. I'd love to have him on the show. He hasn't been on my show in a while. He did a show recently. I missed it. I should check out the archive. I think it was either tonight or it was yesterday. I saw he had a show that was straight pride. Instead of gay pride, it was straight pride.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
I was going to check that out, but I missed it. Anyways, I got a ton of calls, so I'm going to go to the lines now, and we have the 661. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Desert.
Aw, Desert Rose.
Hey.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. Making cookies.
Ooh, what kind of cookies?
Chocolate chip.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I'm wet now. I'm moist with hunger. So what's on your mind, Desert Rose? What's going on?
I just called in because you told me to call in.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're here. So what do you think of this nonsense that people are talking about here? Does it really even matter to you?
Where? Wait, what? What were you talking about?
Never mind. I got another call. Hang on. Stay right there. I got another call here. That's VMAC. Are you back, VMAC?
Oh, yeah, I'm back. Okay. Yeah,
all right, VMAC, you dropped off. You got it. Yeah.
The morbidly obese. I believe, like I say, I may be wrong. I think it's more or less, they say they try to say you're obese if you like more than 100 to 125 pounds over your ideal body weight. But it's some people just ridiculous with it. I mean, like Wisconsin, Wisconsin in the top five in obesity. It's like, that's all these people do up here, Vance. It's like, I'm not trying to talk bad, but they go eat. That's all they do is go eat.
They get their check and they go eat. They get their check, they go eat. They get their check, they go eat.
And you want to talk to them, you meet people on the street, you know, instead of just being like,
let's go
have coffee, they want to go eat. They don't say a movie. They want to go eat, man. You know what I'm saying? They don't say take me out for drinks. They don't say take me to a movie. They say take me to a restaurant to stuff my face. And then, like they said, certain parts of attractiveness. I like thick women, don't get me wrong. But if you look like you're 3-4 months pregnant, I can't deal with you.
Right. All right.
I love thick women.
So
I don't like.
I
what
like
if you look
too,
like you're three or four weeks pregnant?
No.
What does that mean? Does that mean he likes tall women? He likes what? What do you mean big women?
Who said big women? I said thick women. Thick.
Oh, thick women.
Big and thick. Yeah.
Well, like,
voluptuous.
Thick in what way?
Voluptuous.
Like,
I like to think of it as voluptuous.
Swollen
what? Thick. Hey, I know you know who Pinky is, right? Foreign Pinky? Pinky thick. As big as I go.
Like Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Hello.
Oh, no, I can hear you.
Hi. Yes, everybody is unmuted. Relax, people.
Okay, I just wanted to give a comment on what Iconoclast said in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, for the record, yeah. Lady Slugger is fit as hell.
That's a good thing, right? That's a good thing, right?
Voluptuous.
Well, look,
yes.
That's because
that's
I'm a Sicilian.
What I
She's curvy.
I'm Sicilian.
She's good.
And I'm the chunky one out of my family. Everybody else is dark skinned, and I got a big fat butt.
Hey, and you can't not lie.
And she's taken. She's taken. So, your sisters, are they all older or younger?
I'm the youngest out of six. I have two brothers.
Any of the other sisters taken?
Taken? Yeah.
All of them?
One is taken by alcohol. The other one is a 47-year-old. No, I'm not going to say she's that old. She's 45, and she thinks that she could still be a stripper. And my other sister is married.
Hey, give the 47-year-old or the one that wants to be a stripper, give her my number.
She's been a stripper my whole life, ever since I was 9 years old. It's the only job that she knows.
Tell her I own a club in Vegas.
Iconoclast, what I wanted to say to you was the obese thing, that sometimes it's genetic.
Yeah,
I understand that, and I know a girl that is obese, and it's genetics, but she still eats like a monster. Like, if I go to a fast food place, which I barely ever eat fast food, but if I do, I won't admit, not because I'm cheap, but because I'll eat a double cheeseburger, and I'll eat a small fry, and drink a soda, and be satisfied. This girl will eat six double cheeseburgers, four chicken nuggets.
That means
like
she has an eating disorder.
People, what do they call that? What do they call the thyroid problem or whatever?
Well, the thyroid thing is true, but just because you have a thyroid problem doesn't explain why you're fat necessarily. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But if she's eating like that, she's got an eating disorder. It's no different than being anorexic. It's no different.
That's
same thing.
Crazy.
But yeah, there's two sides to every coin.
I can't even imagine eating that much.
I can't either. But yeah, that's what it is. She has an eating disorder. And obviously probably has issues with her, you know, self-esteem and all that kind of stuff too. Listen to me.
That's crazy.
Diagnosing her. Anyway.
It's scary. I can't imagine.
All right, it's Disorderly Conduct, 347-826-7667. If you want to call in and join us here, please feel free to do so.
Desert Rose is mad.
Yeah, what's up, bro? Why?
She says you hung up on her, or she hung up. And
I did not.
She hung up because you said she didn't know the topic, so she's mad at you now.
Wow.
You know.
Oh, man. Personalities galore.
Wow. Okay. I apologize, Desert Rose. You were. I left you on the panel and unmuted you. You came back on and you left. I don't know what happened. I apologize if there was some sort of miscommunication, but I went to you and there was nothing there, so I moved on because I had another callers, and we came back to you and you were gone. So I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
It is what it is.
That's horrible.
Look at the instigator here. One angry Jew just going, whoa, can't believe that.
Yeah.
It is. That's horrible. I don't even know how you could do something like that and look at yourself in the mirror in the morning.
I know. You're right. I'm sorry.
Right before you do a line.
A line?
Line of what?
Oh,
you got a line?
What's he talking about?
Oh, he's talking about another episode of the show where I did a lot of coke on the show.
Should we go back to this? Apparently, I'm the devil incarnate.
Yeah, it always comes back to the Jew, doesn't it?
And I'm feeling very put upon.
Yeah, I'm one of his minions.
Yeah, it's the burden you bear. All right, I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
into disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
This is the baby back with you, grinding away here for the next 33 minutes. I'm your host for the next 33 minutes. That's right. Unless you decide to call in and join us in the overtime, if there is an overtime. If we ever get to the end of the show, who knows? BTR is funky that way. My show usually ends around this time. Ideal scenario, my show ends around this time at midnight Pacific time. And hey, Caliwood in the building. Big ups to Caliwood. Ronnie Rucker, a.k.a. Beneath Everything. Wow, as we hit the witching hour here, the chat room is turning over. We got Beneath Everything, Caliwood, Guest 16, Guest 73, Guest 76, Iconoclast TX, Emotus Operandi, Lady Slugga, Liberty Sun, Moxie, One Angry Jew, Patriot Greg, Rambo, and Shellwig. And I'm Vince in the Bay. Hey. Okay, well, enough with the rhyming. Call me, 347-826-7667. Patriot Greg, I'm looking at you. Dude, call in, brother. We got 30 minutes to go. We can chop it up live now. You, Mono, E-Mono, with the Jew, you guys can slug it out, and we'll see who has the moxie to pull it off. Anyway, Caliwood, yeah. How I put it down, Caliwood, this is me putting it down. I can't tell you whether it's good or not, but this is how we do it. I got the One Angry Jew on my panel tonight. I also have Lady Slugga, and I have VMAC, Moxie, and one other person. I'm losing track of people. Who did I not say?
You're talking about on the
Patriot
phone.
Patriot Greg.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Iconoclast. Thanks, Iconoclast.
I know I'm forgettable. Sorry.
Yeah, you're totally forgettable, man. You got to speak up, bro. I'm glad you got the Hamburglar thing on your... on your icon deal there, your avatar. What is that? It looks like
the Cookie Monster, but Cookie Monster's blue. I don't know what it is really.
I thought it was Mayor McCheese or one of those guys from the McDonald's.
I can't,
you know what I'm talking about?
Not
the Hamburglars, not the Hamburglar, the other guy. The
eyes on top, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that was the Big Mac.
I don't know. I just thought it was cute, so I put it on there.
Yeah, it's cute, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Lady Slugga. Oh, so Desert Rose just took off.
Yeah, she's not happy with you.
She picked up her toys and left.
Mhm. She did.
Wow. That's too bad. I like Desert Rose. I don't know what I can do to win back her favor, but I'm willing to get out on my hands and knees and do what I have to do to make things right. The best sex is makeup sex. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't that the truth? Yes. You hate the smell of canned corn?
Oh, canned corn. Oh, my God.
What
it makes
are you
me
talking
nauseous.
About?
We're reading your chat room. Don't you ever read your chat room?
Why are you...
Oh, those little bastards.
Yeah, canned corn is pretty nasty.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of, like, yeah.
It comes out,
the
yeah.
The smell of it, ew, the smell of canned corn is
canned
gross.
Canned corn is nasty. I really
did you ever see White Hominy? What the
ew,
fuck is
hominy.
That?
Disgusting. I can't stand
what
hominy.
Is hominy? Like,
I had it once at my grandma's house when I was a kid. I'd go, ew, what is this?
What is that? Regurgitated corn from chicken?
No, that's when five black guys get together and sing. Come on.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
White hominy.
Excuse me?
Hominy.
It's
all right. Settle down, kids. Yeah. Kids, relax. Settle down. Hang on. We got another caller here. Oh, wait. Their hand's not up. Okay. My bad. If you call into the show, I don't know if it's your first time or not. If you do want to join the conversation, you have to press 1 to raise your hand if you want to be brought up on the switchboard. If not, I will keep you muted. So, my bad. Anyways, any anonymous messages, by the way?
Oh, no.
You don't have any One Angry Jew?
No, let's not have any.
Moxie might have one. Moxie might have one. Moxie, do you have an anonymous message?
I absolutely do. May I read the anonymous message?
Yeah, please do.
Can't wait.
Okay.
Aye.
Here we go. It says, One Angry Jew's backside, his crack, smells like canned corn.
Wow. How did I know that one?
I don't write
coming,
this
huh?
stuff, people. This is just, you know, anonymous.
Yeah, you just have, yeah, totally.
It's my duty here to go ahead and read that. No pun intended.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. The 708, you're on the air. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Vince, what's going on? It's Steve. It's Steve. How are you?
It's Steve. I'm doing great, man. What's going on, Steve?
I was kind of disappointed a lot with the way that One Angry Jew handled earlier. He tried to get into that one show, Black Conservative or whatever the hell it is. First time I've ever listened to it in 3 years. He tried to get in. They asked him to call in. He tried to call in and could not get through for the sake of a life. But I was out there, and I believe One Angry Jew's in the room, so he could attest to that. That
it
was actually
a cowardly show on the part of Black Conservative.
Yeah, because I was typing in there, let him talk, let the man talk. You asked him to call in. He's calling in. This was only in type because they wouldn't let me in either. And there he is. Let him talk. And they would not let him say one word. But yet they talked the entire time about him.
Mm-hmm. That's what he does.
Such a cowardly bitch thing to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. He did that to me too. Yeah. He's an asshole.
And I'm not, you know, me and Angry Jew, One Angry Jew, we're not the best of friends, I don't believe, but, you know, what's fair is fair, and he's always been fair. He lets people talk on his forum.
I have no problem, Steve.
I don't have a problem either. I'm just saying that we haven't made that friendship, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that maybe we will, because I have nothing against you.
Well, yeah, but you are sort of aligned with Debbie, and Debbie's scaring everybody, including Patriot Greg.
Again, then we're gonna fall into another category of, you know, another show, and I think that's the miscue of Blog Talk. Everybody falls into everybody else's show and how much they dislike them. Vince is one of the best voices on radio, and he goes to Debbie's show, and so do I. You know, and if you blame me, you have to blame him, and you're not gonna blame him, and you're not gonna blame me because what's fair is fair. You know, if I enjoy a show, I should be able to, with my amendment rights, be able to listen to that show and be part of it, just like I do with your show. Tonight, in fact, I called in on your show, and I could not get through. Maybe it was something with Skype or what have you, but, you know, I think you're doing a great job. And I was pissed off that you got railroaded tonight, and I was on your side, and I was in the chat room, and I was typing. And if you don't believe it, just go back and look at it.
Oh, no, I remember. I remember that. I just didn't recognize who it was. But that whole drama over there is, I'll tell you what I did in a nutshell. People might find it interesting, maybe not. I went into the Corey. This is all Corey stuff. And everybody's aware of all that. But Corey made a comment on my show about Obama that I was a little bit uncomfortable with. I didn't think was quite kosher. And I wanted to distance myself from it. But then when everybody started going after Corey, I went on the Black Conservative show and I told them, and I said to them that I had called the Secret Service and told them what Corey said and gave them a copy of the show. I didn't do that. But what happened was, which is interesting, the FBI called the show's producer to ask about Corey.
What show? What show producer?
Oh, you don't know about this? The Black Conservative Show. The Black Conservative Show. Yeah, what happened was, and I said this. I said this when he said this on my, when he made these comments on my show. I said, look, I know for a fact, well, not for a fact, but I'm sure that these shows are listened to by the government. But there's somebody, and maybe several somebodies, whose only job is to just go through and find things that are of interest to the government. And I knew that my show, the one where Corey was on, and he was also on Bill Wagner, that the things that he said on both those shows were going to get him into trouble. Well, apparently the show's producer got a phone call from the FBI yesterday asking all sorts of questions about Corey. I didn't have anything to do with that. But if Corey did as he said he was going to do, where he was going to go and call the Secret Service to complain about me making a false complaint, can you imagine that conversation? It'll go something like this. I want to file a complaint against the one angry Jew. The who, sir? The one angry Jew. What's your name, sir? Ranger, Big Country. That's
hey,
me.
You mean the one? You mean the one-eyed Jew?
You can imagine the. You can imagine they'll probably cart him off.
How did she know it was really the FBI? That was my question.
Well, I asked that question too, but she was thoroughly convinced because of the way the questioning went that it was legit.
Well, you know, let's go by fact right here, all right? And that's how I base my life. And one angry Jew will agree with me. You know, he says he's based it on fact, right? Isn't that one of the first things that you ever told me on your show? You said that if you have an opinion about something, make it factual. So I will. Tonight, one angry Jew went out, and he went on to the Black Conservative Show. And they pulled him in, asking him to call in. This man wasn't allotted one word, not one. Repeatedly, they tried to get him on, and every time somebody said, no, don't take that call, don't take that call, don't pick that one up, take this one. That isn't in the right order. Listen back to that show, and you realize that one angry Jew did not have one choice to speak his words. And I think that's bullshit. And Vince by the Bay, you know that that's true. On your show, you give everybody a chance to talk. And that's why I love your show, man, because you're very true. And, you know, one angry Jew, you had a right to talk. You had a right to defend yourself. But you know what? They didn't allot that for you, even though you did on your show.
Well, I never expected that I was going to get a fair shake on that show. I that wasn't something that I ever expected to happen. And he was almost begging for people to call in so he didn't have to come to me. And I finally said, you know what, screw it, I'm out of here. I'm not playing this game. But
you know, did you hear the end of that when you were done?
No, I'm going to listen to it.
I'm going to
listen to it in the archive.
Well, you'll hear what I'm going to tell you. Once you were out of the chat room, they said, well, now we're going to take his call. Once they saw that you were gone.
That's
an old trick. Yeah, it's an old school trick, yeah. But listen, dude, fact be fact, you got screwed. You got railroaded tonight. You got
slammed
over and over again.
Well, no, wait a minute. Let's put things in perspective. Hold on, Mike. Let's put things in perspective. I'm a figment of somebody's imagination. I made up this one angry Jew, right? I mean, really,
right.
What am I? How can you diss the one angry Jew when I really don't? You don't know who I am in real life. I know who you are in real life. I've seen your pictures. By the way, I like some of your pictures. I like a lot of your pictures. But I know who you are, but you don't know who I am. So how can I be damaged or anything like that? That's the thing where this is all bits and bytes. This is all make-believe whatever. I'm just I'm really is what I'm doing is I'm creating a brand. I didn't exactly know I was doing that when I started out, but I'm really creating a brand. That's what I'm doing.
As the other caller who called into your show said, this is great, great advertisement. Phenomenal for you. Because this is exactly what you want. You want people to be pissed off at you. You want people to be angry.
No.
And listen. He does. He says, I'm one angry Jew, and I'm a liar, and I'm a troll. People don't like liars and trolls generally.
And he's
so,
a topic in everybody's chat room. So why not just sit back, poke your head in and out, and laugh? Because, like he said, all our pictures are up, but his isn't. But he's a topic of conversation. Whatever
right,
goes
so
on with BTR, when BTR is done, he could do whatever he wants because One Angry Jew is popular on this shit. Because we allow that. We put him there.
What I'm saying is the advertisement works. The advertisement that he did works. The strategy is beautiful. Phenomenal
it's
job, man.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it because I sit back and I laugh my ass off at all the machinations of all the people who are where I'm on the tip of their tongue, and I don't even exist.
Yes.
I'm not real. I'm not a. You don't have a name. You just have a fiction.
But you do
I'm
exist.
A fiction.
You do exist. I mean, it may not be you that you're presenting to the world, but whomever you are, I mean, there's some semblance of you in who speaks to us. Obviously, this is not a complete character. Whoever you are, it's a semblance.
But doesn't he make a great point? He's essentially saying, and I'm not dumbing down your words at all. Wanting you to do because you're a pretty smart guy. He's saying that, you know what, I can do this under a proxy, and nobody even has an idea who I really am or what I really am. And you still all fall for it.
And there's a lot of people out there really desperately trying to figure it out. And even if they did figure it out, so what? What are they going to do?
Yeah, what difference does it make? I don't see why it matters.
Because there's a bit of it's mysterious. Right, here you go. Patriot Greg has got it. He says, people are fascinated with deceit, lies, and conflict, and I'm a pro. Well, he's right. It's not so well. Also, they're fascinated with fantasy as well.
I don't find you fascinating. I find you interesting. I find you interesting, and I find you intelligent. But I
well,
would say
all right. Well, how many steps up do I need to go until I hit the fascinating?
I think if you were to ever actually show us who you actually are, then you might be fascinating. But in this incarnation, you will never be fascinating.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait a minute. Vince?
Yes, you know she's...
Your show is about to get taken over by Debbie Daly.
Let her call in. Debbie, please call in and
she's
tell everybody
in the chat
your story.
Room.
She's
in the chat room. She's going to take over the show.
All right.
Debbie, call.
I want to hear
PD of LA. Hello, PD.
I want to hear what she has to say.
Oh, PD's here, huh? Nice.
Could I say one thing and Vince, in all honesty, let it be known, you've been on Debbie Daly's show. There's no hatred. There's no anger. It's just a damn good show, and people have been going there for a long, long time. Debbie's a good person, and I know a lot of people want to hate her, and they want to hate, you know, for whatever reason, because, you know, she has different thoughts or different visions. Well, that's kind of bullshit, because if you think about it, we all have different thoughts and different views on what we see or what we feel. To take down a show like Debbie Daly or to destroy her or to say something negative about her is bullshit, because...
Who's talking about taking her down? Wait a minute.
I'm going to the chat room, reading the chat room. Read the chat room.
Oh, okay. I'm missing something. I'm sorry. I was on Plaxo wasting my life.
Yeah.
Let me look.
Just don't take her down. I mean, you're talking about a legend in BTR, period. I mean, you know, there's some people that don't like her. Fine.
Who's talking about taking her down?
No one said that, but that's been said throughout the years.
Oh.
you know, last couple of years.
What? She hangs out with some very unsavory characters, Steve.
And so do you. And so
do
I.
Who do I hang out with? I'm here with Vince in the Bay. They're not unsavory. I mean, some of them don't bathe every day, but they're not unsavory.
Well, they don't bathe. That's great. That's a great line. I got to write that one down.
That was kind of funny, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I'm laughing inside and out.
How come I didn't hear anybody laughing? They laugh at Kent fart jokes, but that was a witty. That was a pretty witty response, don't you think?
It was good.
Thank you. Very nice.
And
all right, ladies
Greg.
And gentlemen, we've got 13 minutes to go. PD of LA pointed out that we have only 15 minutes to go. That's right. You're joining us late here, PD. I don't know where you've been. Actually, technically, I'm a half an hour later than I normally am. I would normally be in an archive right now. But we've got a full panel tonight. This is amazing. And, Debbie, it's great to have what's she saying? She does a full body cam? And she does oral to Paula today? What? She did oral to Paula today she did full body oral on Paula today on the cam just to prove her body? Wow, is the same Debbie Daly?
Debbie doesn't play games. I don't know. And that's one of the big illusions that I always got from this listening to from one show to the next is that people will take bits and snippets from her show and just rip it apart and then just throw it into another show. You know, they take the bad parts only. They don't take the good parts where
I never. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, please go ahead.
I never heard anybody really talk bad about Debbie's show, like, at all, ever make fun of her. Candy actually called into her show one time, and she had Candy in tears. But the only thing, like, I have no issue with Debbie at all. It's just that the conversation that we had yesterday in regard to the feds and all that is, like, I don't understand that whole situation. I wish you would call in and explain it again. Maybe I'm retarded. But as far as that whole thing happened where she said somebody made a fake 911 call, I don't understand how those people got away with it and she got in trouble for it.
I don't know. You know, I was actually part of the show at that time. I was doing some of the co-hosting, and it was kind of nuts. So I'm certainly not going to go into delve and all that, but I know what you're saying.
I want to know because I was in a situation where somebody had called. You know, if you call 911 from a cell phone that's turned off, they can trace where that cell phone is. I've been in a situation like that before. That's why I had a problem with that, where they came and said, we got a 911 call from this cell phone and we need to search your house. That's why I don't understand how she's the one that got in trouble for that. The person that made that call from that turned-off cell phone got into a lot of trouble for making a fake call to 911. So I don't understand how nobody got in trouble for
that.
The
one thing, not to interrupt, the one thing I could say about that is I've seen the video as her husband recorded, and they broke into her house, basically. And
no, I believe all that. I
went into
all
every
that
room. I saw the sheriff's department there, and they went inside every room, and it was a bunch of bullshit. That this is somebody who doesn't deserve to be treated like shit. That's
no,
all I'm saying.
I understand that they broke in and went all through that. I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing that nothing got done about it. The only thing that happened about it, from what I understand that she said, is that she got kicked off of Blog Talk Radio. How the fuck did she get kicked off of Blog Talk Radio when the person that made a fake 911 call got away with it? How is that?
The person who made the 911 call also got kicked off. And actually, fine. That's my understanding. I don't know completely, so I won't take that verbatim. So please forgive me if I don't know exactly. But I know that the person who made that call, they're in big, big trouble. And they definitely have to serve some time for that. Because you can't do it. You can't make a call like that.
She's not. I don't. Why is she not at liberty to discuss it on this platform? But she discussed it on another platform yesterday. Like, I'm not trying to, Debbie, I'm not trying to be mean to you at all. I like you. I think you're cool. But I just don't understand that whole situation. Like I said, maybe I'm retarded. I'm just, I don't understand.
You know, just be,
Lady Slugga insinuated that you were a troll last night. Now you're full of shit. Now I will be mean to you. I never said that. So now you are delusional. I never insinuated that you were a troll last night at all. So wherever you got that from, you're crazy.
Hey,
she
what
said
angry Jill?
Nobody made a fake 911 call.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right.
It's kind
big
of,
letters for a small woman. That's great.
This is kind of like becoming the Maury Povich show now, don't you
think? Yeah, no shit. You know, I don't want this to become Jerry Springer at all. And, you know, Vincent, you know, me and you have talked for hours, you know, at length, and you're a good guy, and I don't want to come to your show and do that, but I will say this, man, I apologize, and I just defend people who I think that are right. Your show's right. One Angry Jew, he had a valid point tonight, so I came out here tonight to say that I defended what he did and his actions, and therefore the repercussions that didn't happen, that should have. He should have had a voice, and he didn't. So, you know, anybody
well, you
wants
know
to call
what?
Me a dick,
but,
can call
yeah,
me a
me,
dick,
me
but
tell,
the fact is...
Let me tell you
I'm
something
sorry.
About the whole thing going on over there. They're digging a hole, and they're in the hole while they're digging. I don't have anything to do with that. They would like to think that I do, but I don't. And if they want to continue digging a hole, well, you know what? More power to them. My only thing with that, with everything going on there, was that I didn't say anything that could be construed even remotely as making a threat to anybody. I'm a threat to nobody, well, except for Patriot Greg, who believes that I am evil incarnate. But I'm a threat to nobody. I didn't make any threats to anybody. Corey and I don't know if you heard Black Conservative yesterday, but I listened to his archive today. And he said that white people who own most of the guns, who have most of the guns in America, want to put some buckshot into black people. And he really called for white people to shoot black people on his show.
That was absolutely amazing. You're right.
Which is kind of nuts, right?
Yeah. That's if that isn't off the wall insanity, what is?
Well, and here's the thing, and then
you know what? Though he doesn't have the balls to do it himself, though he has no balls when it comes down to really doing putting his fucking actions where his words are. Or, you know what I mean? Like he, like that one. I always take it back to that Quran burning thing. He was threatening to burn the Quran on his show, and he said he was gonna. He said now that what's his name, the dude in Florida. Decided he wasn't going to burn the Quran. God damn it, the black conservative is going to burn the Quran on his show. And he built it up the entire show. Everybody tuned in. It was huge.
Yep.
He was like, gave everybody, he gave the entire show, people call in, trying to give him, he gave them the entire show to call in and convince him not to do it. And at the very end, he's like, oh, well, you know what? You guys haven't convinced me, so I'm going to do it. And then when it came out to it, he's just like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to do it because, you know, I got to save my family and blah, blah, blah.
That's
anyway.
Great advertisement. And that's what, you know, Old Angry does. He does great advertisement. I mean, let's get down to it. I mean, when it comes to fact, and Old Angry Jew won't disagree with me, I don't believe. Maybe I'm wrong. But he advertises himself as himself. I mean, he says, or the character that he is. And he says, you know what? I'm a liar, and I'm a troll, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. But you know what? At least he's consistent in that. And I'll give him that much. And I know that people on Debbie Daly Show will not like me saying that, saying a good thing about Old Angry Jew. And I'll take that chance because – I believe that what he said tonight and what he did tonight was very, very fair and very, very honest. So I always take the higher road, and so does Debbie. But in this case, you know, tonight it was Old Angry Jew that got screwed.
Yeah, we have gone from One Angry Jew to One Eyed Jew. Now we got Old Angry Jew. I got to figure which one works better. Maybe she should grab all three.
You're a good marketer, so I think that you've already figured that out.
Well, no, I'm just thinking maybe I should go grab one-eyed Jew with Blog Talk Radio. What do you think?
OneEyedJew.com?
Yeah, I wonder if it's taken. Let's see. Network Solutions. .com. Let's see if it's taken.
How about OneEyed Jew TV?
How are you going to spell one-eyed Jew channel?
And you just have like you take your little thing here and you send it back to your graphics guy and say, hey, make that guy like a cyclops, and then
right,
and then
all,
make that your thing.
It's all wide open.
Yeah, you got to redo your icon and make it like a cyclops.
Has anybody, I can do that. Has anybody heard from the Skype assholes lately? Because they've been very quiet.
No, thank God.
Oh, thank God. If I could,
oh, yeah, and apparently Cowpoke did a whole show on me tonight. I feel like I'm royalty almost. Let me ask Patriot Greg if I might win. Maybe
can
Patriot,
I ask you a question?
Right.
Can I ask you a question? One Angry Jew, please. Before you go into
that, real quick, dude.
That was the question, but go ahead, ask me another one.
Let me ask you, how do you feel towards Debbie Daly?
I'm a little perplexed with Debbie because Debbie kind of Debbie perplexes me because she's always hanging around with she's always chummy with all the bad people, and I find that strange.
Yeah, she promotes the Skype assholes on her Debbie Daly network.
Here's
like,
the thing.
I wouldn't put those guys on my network. No offense, Debbie, but, you know, those guys aren't a big draw. I don't know if I'd exactly want to promote them on my personal network.
I think those
network.
Guys are pure
and
I
also,
guys are
I would
pure
call
evil.
It the, I would call it, I would call it, I would change it. I would call it the Double D network. That Moxie, weren't we talking about this?
Yeah, we did mention that, but you know what? Here's
all new marketing for Debbie's show.
Yeah, yeah.
Get
head in rebranding it.
Two double D's.
What I'm saying is this: you know, at least she has the balls to say, you know, I'll bring anybody on at any point in time and let them speak their piece. That's something that we should all take and really empower because. It's important that she has the nuts to say, listen, here we are on my show.
All right, dude, hang on. We'll go to overtime and we'll get more into that. We got about 40 seconds to go here. I got a huge panel that I want to thank everybody. The glory will roll on into overtime if you guys want to stick around. I'll keep everybody unmuted when we go into overtime. Also, we have if anybody else wants to lock in with us. You've got about 20 seconds. It's 347-826-7667. Big ups to Iconoclast, Lady Slugga, VMAC, and Moxie, and who is it, Steve? And you, the listener. Check me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific. It'll be Christmas Eve, and we'll all be jolly and Mary, and hopefully we'll find somebody named Mary that we can get very jolly with. Or maybe her name will be Holly. I don't know.
Thank you. Very nice.
I'll take a quick little break here on that note and be back with my enormous panel. And we're going to wish you all a merry, merry Christmas here from me to you right here on Disorderly Conduct. Stick around.
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me. 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 total sours, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krispy Kreme pies, 6 sticks of swinging bars. golden showers, four of you pills, three pink dildos, two orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Right.
Beautiful.
Get down, nigga, down, now get down low, ho. Get down, nigga, down, now get down low, ho. Come out, come out, come out, come out.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. We are in overtime. So if you're listening to this in the archive, don't call in. It's already...
I have to tell you that song is emotionally exhausting.
What are you talking about?
Exhausting.
The drummer boy song?
Out. It tires me out.
You know what
we
that
got
is?
Line right now.
All right, right now we got one angry Jew. We got the one-eyed Jew. We got Slugga, we got Moxie, we got Steve, and we got the 678 listening in.
An old angry Jew. Don't forget old angry Jew.
The one-eyed angry
old
Jew.
And one-eyed.
it's morphing.
That's crazy.
You know what? I'm gonna tell my kids that once upon a time, yeah, that's right, your grandfather. I'll tell the story again, kids, about the time that I met the one-eyed Jew.
I'm going to tell my kid tomorrow. What are you talking about? I'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not, that's going to be a new Christmas story. It's going to be like, you know what?
The one-eyed Jew came by.
No, that's not what I was thinking exactly, but thanks for taking me off track there. I forgot what I was going to say. Anyways.
Right.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy.
There's this
well played.
There's this guy that, this transient guy that walks around San Francisco, and he just, he has like weird signs and stuff on that, I don't know, just random shit. And he'll just, but he always says, happy, happy, happy. But he's got like all this. He's always got like this big banner with like all this like conspiracy shit on it.
He just sits there and says,
happy, happy, happy.
In San Francisco have like a place that's where people? Okay, I'll explain what I'm saying through what I think. Where I live. Where I used to live in Scranton, there's a place downtown in Scranton that's called Scranton Counseling. And it's a place that people that don't have money go to talk to therapists. Now, all these people walk around outside and are totally oblivious to everything that's around them.
Okay.
And it makes me sad because I believe, like, the access card, they get a welfare card that pays for their insurance. And I believe that these doctors just keep pumping them with all types of medicine that make them that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they just walk around, and it's really sad because, like you're saying, that guy walks around saying happy, happy, happy. Like, there's got to be a reason why he's like that. And I think they do it on purpose.
Acid? Too much acid?
Well, I'm
he's a really rich. Okay, he's a really, really, really old Chinese guy. And I think he's like a generational Chinese American from in San Francisco, and I think he happened to be the generation that grew up during the hippies and the counterculture, and I think he got mixed up in that and fucking lost his brain.
I'm terrified
of
drugs like that. I can't imagine people that smoke crack, that do heroin, do any kind of drugs like that, where you got the fear of something like that could possibly happen to you. That's dumb to me. And I despise women that do drugs like that because I think that it's so ugly. To see, I have a sister that was a crackhead for a very long time. She kidnapped me and took me to Massachusetts when I was 14 years old. And I think that's horrible. I don't understand how people, when they're shooting up heroin, you could think you're going to be high for 5 minutes or drop the fuck dead. That doesn't make sense to me. I'm terrified of stuff like that.
And you should be.
That's horrifying. God.
Don't
you
think, Vince. Like, oh, my God.
Vince. Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. What's up?
I really apologize for just jumping into a show like that and just, like going off. Not really going off, but you know what I mean?
That's what goes on here all the time.
You went off, though. You kind of went off.
Though. I did. So I'm apologizing for that.
Yeah, apologies.
I should respect your show a lot more than that. I do apologize because I do respect you very much. So,
right on.
Do you ever hear the other calls and people call in and say the things that they say?
Does this show respect anybody?
All right, I want to know something though. You guys got to cue me in. I'm totally. I have no idea what's going on here. So somebody called in a fake 911 call to Debbie Daly's show. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, that's the other drama. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a problem that I have. I hear certain things, and when I first met one angry Jew, I fly off the handle because maybe I don't understand, or maybe I don't know. But when she spoke about that situation with the 911 call, I couldn't understand how she specified how she got kicked off of Blog Talk Radio because of a fake 911 call. Big fucking deal. Like, for somebody to call 911 and make a fake call, unless you're really, really in a situation like that, that's not something to lie about. Like, you just can't do that and get away with it.
She told me in the chat she didn't get booted from Blog Talk.
She said yesterday that she got kicked off the show and she had to ask. They told her to get a lawyer. Icon, are you still on the phone?
She went to make breakfast.
No, he's
said that they told her to get a
anymore.
Lawyer and go get a police report to show that it was a fake call or whatever the hell it was, so she could get back on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, because I asked her.
And wait, did they find out who did the call?
Yes.
No, and they
who
said
was it?
They directed
who was it?
To her house.
I can't
you know
say
who it is,
but yes, I do know. I do.
Something about fly
I cannot say. No.
All right. If I are you still in the chat right now?
Yes.
If I
I will not say in chat. I will not say. You know why?
If I say who I think it is, will you confirm if it is her?
Yes.
Him or her?
Go ahead, chat me.
All right.
It was a female. I can't believe how Blog Talk Radio is like this. And, I mean, I'm 34 years old. I don't know how old the rest of everybody else is. But this is scary also. Like, as adults, on every single show that I go to, everybody talks about somebody else's show or what somebody else does. That's crazy to me. I don't talk about anybody on my show except for me and my slugga and my J-Pay ladies.
All right, here's the thing, and I'll say this, you know, repeatedly, I will say this. I can almost swear to God that every person I'm talking to right now who has a voice will say at one point in time that you respected or were a fan of her show. Now, it doesn't matter if you are currently or not, but there had to be something that brought you to that show and or something that would make you want to say, you know what, there's something good here. Okay? Is that true or is that false?
It's true, but I got intrigued by Debbie Daly's because every time I see her in a chat room or anybody's chat room, if somebody comes in, she has something negative to say about them. Like, the first thing that comes out of her mouth is, oh, don't let him in here, he's a troll. Or anybody, she has something negative to say about somebody all the time in somebody else's chat room. And I don't know who she is. I'm new here. I've only been here, I think, 6 months. So I never seen her show. So that's why I went to her show. And when I listened to her show, I liked it. She did a reading or whatever she does for a friend of mine. And whether it's true or not, it still meant something to my friend. So I liked that, you know. But I don't have anything personal against her except for a grown woman. And like I said, on Blog Talk Radio, talking about somebody else on somebody else's show. I don't understand that.
But I think that maybe she was, you know, and she doesn't need for me to be her voice. All right. And I'm not trying to do that at all. It may sound like it a lot. And I'm listening to myself. I'm like, wow, it sounds like you're defending her, and I don't have to. She has a very, very strong voice. But what I'm saying is, as being a co-host on that show, I'm telling you that the reason why she may say something like that or react that way is only to maybe protect somebody that's new to the radio, you know, that hasn't been on Blog Talk. And she sees several trolls in a room, and believe me, we know trolls. Vince will tell you, we know trolls. We see them.
But
we
all have a nice little thing on our Blog Talk, especially, like, I don't know if it's just because I pay that I see it. I don't know if it's there for people that don't pay. But we have a nice little thing in our chat room that gives you the option to kick those people the fuck out of your chat room. So if you know somebody's in your chat room that's a troublemaker, then why let 3 or 4 or 5 of them in there? And then why be friends with them? I've heard her talk nice to certain people and then talk shit about them in other people's chat rooms.
Well, what she's done that I know of personally is we've kicked them out, okay, and then they'd assume another name. They will have 14 to 15 proxies. So all they do is go back into their settings, change their name, come back into the room, and you'd have no idea. It's the same person.
You could anybody can change their name, but they would have to make a whole new account for you to not know who they are. Anybody can change their name, but if you click on their name and go to their page, you could figure out who they are. I've done it. I've figured out people. Easy.
Right. But what I'm saying
here
is they've done that multiple times. They've gone in. They have multiple settings on different people and come in as a different person. So in all fairness, come on. I mean, let's not be it's almost Christmas. Let's not be dicks about this. And I'm not saying that.
Not being
a
dick. This is Blog Talk Radio.
No,
the people that I see on here are the ones that are getting upset about everybody else's show. I think it's amusing that mostly everybody is older than me, and older people that are supposed to be setting an example do this on the internet. It's educational for me.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And, you know, I'm 44 years old, so I don't know if I'm older than you or younger than you. You sound like a young lady, maybe 25, right?
I'm 34, well, thanks.
34. Well, there you go. You sound like 25. No, I have nothing against you, and I, you know, I value everyone's opinion. Otherwise, Vince wouldn't let me on his show. Vince and I have talked
anybody
all
on his
time.
Show. Vince, are you there?
Yeah, what?
He lets
what?
Anybody on
yeah,
his
what?
Show.
What? What do you want? I'm trying to negotiate a deal to be a regular personality on Moxie's show right now.
We should never interrupt the host while he's trying to do something different other than host his own show. So back to our conversation. No, you know, listen. Do me a favor, guys. And this is all I can ask. And maybe it means nothing, or maybe it means something. I don't know. Let's start this new year out the right way. Let's stop judging people. Let's stop being angry at people. This is what our government kind of does. You know, it makes everybody pissed off. What started out with a little bit of, you know, and I know it sounds so fucking queer, and I'm not, but just kind of let's get along a little bit here and make it through the next year and see what happens then.
I get along with everybody. You my chat room, all those people that come here and are rude in Vince's chat room and say all those types of crazy shit and everything, they don't do that to me on my show. They come to my show, they chill and listen to the music that I play, listen to what I have to say. They're all nice. I don't really go through none of this. This week I've been experiencing a little crap with my Blog Talk Radio, but I don't blame it on anybody. I don't blame it on trolls or blame it on any of that shit. Every time something happens with Blog Talk Radio, somebody's saying, oh, you just got trolled, or you just got spammed, or you just got this and that and the other.
Of course, it's different for everyone, you know. I don't believe that you see the same things that Old Angry Jew sees or Vince in the Bay sees, you know, or Steve Ogle sees. I think we all see different things because of the platform that we set it on. So it's different for everyone. I have been called a faggot from day one, all right, for over 2.5 years. I've been called gay. Which is just absolutely moronic to me. And
is that how you turned gay?
You know, that's exactly why I love penis.
That's what I heard. Is sometimes if people just tell you one thing over and over and over, after a while you believe it.
You know, it's amazing to me that I was on another show last night, and I was on a really really cool show, and the dude was on there, and he knew me for a long, long time. He seen my band live play in I think in Germany, and knows the girls I've been with, and knows that I'm a straight guy. And he just attacked them and just beat the shit out of these guys, trolls that I couldn't beat up for years, that come from WBC. And I was like, wow. I stood back in awe. I was like, is that how you do it? I think you just have to accept it. You know, if somebody calls you a faggot, I guess you're a faggot. Otherwise, once you start the fight, you have to, like, say, all right, I'm not a faggot. Well, now they're saying, yes, you are.
That name-calling is so, I don't even want to say childish. Name-calling shows people's stupidity. Like, if you can't think of something better to say than calling somebody a faggot or a fat bitch or whatever, like, then that's
right.
Their own embarrassment by even coming out of their mouth like that. Like, when
exactly.
People say, ignore what people say, then that's exactly what you do. Like, I could care less what anybody calls me. Like, it doesn't matter to me because it shows their intelligence. That's the best you can come up with? That's the best you can come up with is calling somebody a faggot.
It took me a long time to get to that point, which you're speaking of, which makes perfectly great sense, you know. It took me a long time to get there because I'm kind of a scrapper. I'm kind of a fighter, you know. If you say anything bad about me or my kids or anything like that, I'm going to come at you like as fast as I can. I'm going to whoop your ass. And I needed to chill out, you know, and relax. And then what you just said made all the sense in the world. Let them say it, because if that's the best they have, then that's pretty sad for them, not for me.
Right. There's so many other things that we all have to worry about and take serious instead of all this other crap. And, like, I don't know if you ever listened to my shows at all, but my name is Lady Slugger, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of a fighter, too. You know what I mean? So I don't...
You're a little scrapper, right?
I've learned, especially now, being that I'm going to be without my boyfriend for the next 4 years, that fighting is not the answer. Ignoring somebody and just letting it pass is what the answer is. Because it's not going to get you nowhere but a headache, aggravated, making an ass out of yourself on the internet. You know what I mean? Like, all that shit is ridiculous. It doesn't make
Lady Slugga, actually, Lady Slugga, me and you have had a long conversation before. On Debbie's show. Maybe a few days ago. And I was
and we
all for you. Yeah, we had a great time. I think we had a great show. We had fun, so... I wish you nothing but the best. I swear to God, I mean that from my heart. I'm not a liar. A lot of people out here just bullshit to death. But
I'm
a liar.
I wish
you nothing but the best. Who is that?
I'm the only liar in the room.
Oh.
I think Vince hung up on us.
No, Vince is there.
No. No, I'm here. I'm just listening to you.
Cat roulette.
No, I'm actually chatting. Well, I am chatting. Your girl Callie just showed up in the chat room because my chat room's still open. And I'm gonna get her.
I'm in your chat room. Damn it! I just ripped that. Oh. Let me go and see.
Yeah, go and see.
Absolutely, go and see.
I'm trying to get her number.
I like Callie.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, she is.
She's a little cutie.
I think Vince is going to find the girl of his dreams out here someday.
BTR. That's
yeah.
I keep hoping. My fingers are crossed. All right, I'm going to call. Yeah, add Callie to the phone here. Let's see.
Can you really after the show's over?
I can do anything I want, Steve. You're
king.
Steve,
you're God.
Steve, are you a liberal?
No.
Good.
I'm by far.
Right, I'm
going to
call Callie right now. You're bipartisan.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
You're not one of these no label people, are you?
I'm a no label person. You know why?
Oh,
because
my
God. Each way will screw you. So.
I need a label. It's kind of like Braille for the Jew.
All right,
I
think Callie's here.
One-eyed Jew was your label.
Well, I need labels for everybody else.
Hey, Callie, are you there?
I am here.
Callie's here now.
That's pretty cool.
I can't believe
I
how many cigarettes I smoke on this show.
What?
All right, Callie, so get you up to speed.
As per usual.
Wait, I'm going to mute this. All right. Callie, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. As per usual, there was no topic for my show. People just called in, and we've gotten to the point now where it's Lady Slugga, One Angry Jew, Steve Rush, Moxie, and myself. Did I say Lady Slugga? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
And you didn't really miss much. Debbie Daly was in our chat room, and we're trying to get up to speed on what's going on with Debbie Daly. It's apparently somebody called in a fake 911 call. And
this is not recent stuff, though.
That's something old that she was talking about.
That's very old. That's 8 months ago.
Well, then what's the problem now?
I have no idea. It was brought up and
she was talking. She was talking in Iconoclast show on that other website, that talk show shit.
Uh-huh.
And she was speaking of this one being a troll and this one being a troll and watch out for this one and watch out for this one. And I just, when she said the 911 shit, I just got confused on it that nobody got in trouble for it. I couldn't understand it.
I'll be right back.
I was
didn't
just,
she
like,
say yesterday that
happen?
I was a troll?
Aren't you a troll?
Well,
I'm not saying
yeah.
You know, in a bad way. I'm just saying, aren't you, though? I mean,
no.
I've never seen you troll.
Yeah, sort of. But, oh, she called me a hacker.
Yeah.
Oh, she, everyone's a hacker.
Not really. I don't
when
know.
No,
Callie,
according
you're saying
to,
that in reference to Debbie, right?
Yeah, no, according
she
to Debbie, everyone is a troll
right,
or a
right.
hacker.
That's what I was trying to say. And she said in the chat room earlier in Vince's room that I insinuated that she was a troll or whatever. And what you just said is what I said on Iconoclast show, that it's strange how she is always the one that comes out and says that so-and-so is a troll or so-and-so is a hacker, and she knows so much about hacking. Like when
but
she's,
I don't.
When she's...
Yeah. Well, what I don't understand is when I first started listening to her show, it's when she was having the, you know, huge fight with Bill Wagner, and then she was being trolled by the Bill Wagner crew, and that's when I started listening to her show. And I think I've said this before on Vince's show. I think they're buddies.
I asked her that last night.
Coordinated
effort. She had a relationship.
Oh, I don't know if they have. Well, oh, you mean any kind of relationship?
Yeah, I asked her. Like, were you guys involved in any kind of way? Like, I don't understand. How old are you, Callie?
I'm 22.
Yeah, you're young. I think it's semi amusing that a grown woman like her is on the internet. Now, where I live, I'm 34, and it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't have work tomorrow. You know what I mean? I don't have nothing to do. I live by myself. So if I'm on the internet all night long, it really doesn't matter. My cats aren't going to get mad at me. But a grown woman that's married and has a baby in her house that argues on the internet all night is amusing to me. That strikes me as, what the fuck? What is wrong with your life? What is wrong with your life that you're in everybody's chat room talking about everybody else?
A lot of people do that. Like, I've been through, like, chats and AOL, and there's a lot of, I don't want to offend anyone, like, a lot of older people than I am, you know, on the internet. And I live in California, so right now it's barely 1 o'clock, and I just got off work, so that's why I'm up. So I just come home and I check my Facebook and MySpace, and or not MySpace, but Facebook and Twitter. So like, that's the reason why I get online now. But when I was younger, I would just get online because I could and like chat with random people. I don't understand all these. You know, I used to go in this chat room called Late Night Poets because I'm a writer, and I would just, you know, we'd post our poems and whatever. But these old people who, you know, who had families and who had husbands or whatever would be on the internet until like 4 o'clock in the morning. And this is clearly East Coast time. So, you know, of course it's later there. But I don't understand that.
That's
so
how I feel.
Yeah. If I had a husband, I'd barely be on the internet at all.
When I learned that, when my boyfriend, before he got locked up, I used to be on the internet a lot because I have my own website. Like, it's not something that I'm really proud of, but I've done it for 7 years and had run my, it's an adult website with, you know, girls that date on it and that whole thing. And I used to be on the internet all night talking to all types of emailers, and my boyfriend used to get so pissed off at me that I would be on the internet all night long. So I could just imagine how somebody's husband or somebody's wife feels about them being on the internet all night. Like, is there? I don't want to be older and be like that. I don't want to be, in a terrible relationship to where my husband's going to be either on the internet all night long or in the bed waiting for me, because that means that your life is boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would suck.
I'd rather be. I miss my man. I wish I could be in bed with my man right now, hugged up, doing all types of everything, and not be on the internet. I have no other choice.
If my girl is away from me and she finds the attraction of a keyboard more attractive than me, then there's a major issue.
Hey, you guys. The Flawless Crew is over at Fox Radio right now.
Oh, really?
I've been really getting along with them pretty good.
Have you guys been to Fox Radio before?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, I just clicked on it. Obviously, you can hear it. It's comedy, supposedly late night funny politics.
I'm wondering how wild and crazy and zany they are.
I mean, I don't have a problem with them, even though like they try to bash me, but I love Basic Bitch.
No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Fox Radio. What?
No.
Fox Radio isn't part of that crew.
Watch when I go in that. I'm gonna go to that chat room right now and watch how they act.
Yeah. Everybody should
watch
go
how
there.
They
fuck
act
my chat room. My chat room is a piece of shit.
You just told us, Vince. You wanted us to go over there. And as soon
Thank
as I
you,
say
Rob.
Hi, they call me Lady
Rev
Goddess
Ron.
Or some shit.
They just said Vince equals Rev Ron. What does that mean?
Just wondering.
Who the fuck is Rev Ron?
I don't know. I swear, they're a bunch of kids, though. Even though,
they are.
Like, the only...
You know what? One of them, Caramel